Wayne Cullen breeds show goats on his 24-hectare Cherry Glen farm in Boyds, Maryland, outside Washington. For years, he's had a steady supply of goat milk from his herd, so much he didn't know what to do with it all. Then someone suggested he use the milk to make goat cheese.
Somebody mentioned to us that we could make bulk chev pretty easily, and there was a strong market for it. And they said we could make about $1,000 a goat a year, and so that's what we decided to do.
Thinking he could take advantage of strong demand for locally produced food products, Cullen invested $500,000 to build a cheese-making plant. 8 years later, he produces 68 kilograms of goat cheese a day in 7 different varieties. Although award-winning Cherry Glen goat cheese is sold in more than 50 stores and restaurants around Washington, Cullen has yet to turn a profit.
There's a lot of competition. It's hard to educate the store, the cheese buyers in the stores. It's hard to educate the public.
Agricultural experts say Cullen is not alone. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there were 6.8 million farms in the U.S. in 1935. Today, farmers are producing more than ever on about 2 million large mechanized farms. Sarah Hackney with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says food distribution markets are no longer set up to serve small family farmers.
Like a larger production company, you know, it's easier for them to get distribution access. They can lock in a sweetheart deal with a grocery chain at a really low price. And so one of the challenges is that if you're a smaller grower, you don't have those advantages coming in.
Undeterred, Cullen is constantly looking for ways to cut costs, raise profits, and survive. When he built the cheese-making plant, his electric bill went from $500 a month to $3,500. So he installed this array of solar panels, which produces all the electricity for the farm.
For electricity with fossil fuels, it's expensive. It's depleting the resources. It's digging up and destroying the land.
He also has some ideas to sell more cheese and grow into new markets.
I think to do that, we had to develop some additional varieties, and we have to have some strong marketing people.
An advocate for small family farming, his goal is to become profitable within the next few years, so one day, if they choose, his children and grandchildren can enjoy the pleasures of farming he has come to love. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Boyds, Maryland.